Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Moving Into Light. I'm Lisa Renee, the podcast host, and I am so grateful to be sitting in this space recording this for you today. This is episode 175. It is also part 6 of a 12-part series about surrender. I am recording this on the morning of December 28th, and it is meant to be the last podcast episode of 2023. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up for the podcast and for yourself. I have a couple things I want to share with you today, but first, before we do that, I feel the need to just very much ground myself. I have been up and working since about 4 a.m. this morning, doing paperwork, doing European banking, doing all the things that come with moving to a foreign country, and that has left my head kind of in a whirlwind. And so I'm going to take a few deep breaths and get centered and get grounded. And I waited to do that until I hopped on here because I wanted to invite you to join me in the centering. So wherever you are, wherever you're tuning into this podcast from, I'm going to invite you to find a moment of stillness. Maybe you let your body relax a little bit. Maybe you let your eyelids get heavy or close entirely. Maybe you feel your feet connect to the ground or your back to the chair. Really feel into the physical body. Allow the body to get still. Allow your mind to feel a little more centered. And once you've done all of that, go ahead and allow the body just to inhale deeply through the nose. Feel the lungs expand, the rib cage grow. As much air as your lungs can hold, and then take in just a bit more. And when you're ready, let it all out with a big sigh. Let's do it one more time. With heavy eyelids and relaxed physical body, breathe in deeply through the nose. Feeling the air fill the abdomen. Feeling light begin to tingle throughout the body as you breathe deeply. And when you are ready and filled to the top, let it all go with a big sigh. And welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this last podcast of 2023. I would love to be recording this on New Year's Eve, but I know the likelihood of having great Wi-Fi on that day is unlikely. So I'm recording my end of the year today on the 28th. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, I leave for Europe tomorrow on Friday the 29th. And when I arrive, it's a holiday. And it's also New Year's Eve, and so my cell service is probably not going to be great. Neither will my Wi-Fi yet. So I wanted to get this message out to you. I want to talk today. This series has been about surrendering in a lot of different aspects of my life, and there's more to come on surrendering. But today, I really want to talk about trusting and surrendering into the idea of trust, which means we have to let go of fear. And 2023 for myself and for a lot of my family members and clients has been a big year. This has been a year of extreme, profound shifts. And by shifts, I mean those aha moments that really allow us to evolve in our thinking. Those shifts that really allow us to expand and to see the world in a very different light. And it has for me. And I know that some of you listening, it has for you as well. We are in an age of awakening. I strongly believe this. We are in a time where it is our responsibility as part of humanity, as human beings, to look around us and see what is truth and what is not, what is fact and what is fiction. What can we put our faith in solidly, and what can we let go of? And one of the things I have worked really hard this year to let go of is fear. I have been on a very spiritual journey since 2012. I had an abrupt awakening where a lot of my senses came online. I like to think of it that way. Things that I have always had the ability to do or to witness or to hear or to see or to sense. And I had shut that part of me down so many years ago as a young child. But in 2012, my guide said, nope, it's time to awaken. And that's exactly what happened. And over the past 11 years, I have spent a lot of time and energy and study and attention to this spiritual path and what that means and what it looks like and what it has the possibility to look like in the future. And I know that if you are hopping onto this podcast to give it a listen, there's a piece of you that has spiritually come online as well, or you wouldn't be attracted to the podcast or the words or the recordings. And so there's a reason you are here. If you have followed my journey for a while, you know that I live a spirit-led life. And by that, I mean when I feel the internal nudge to speak, to do something, to say something, to move my body, to eat a certain way, to do a certain thing, I'm doing my best to listen to that. Because I know intuitively in my soul that as I listen, I am following spirit guidance, right? I know this. But it doesn't mean it's easy. And in fact, when it's not coming from me and it's coming from my intuitive knowledge or my guidance or my wisdom or spirit or my guides, sometimes it's harder to trust that because it isn't my idea. It isn't coming from my own head. It's coming from what feels like outside of me. And I believe that's my soul, my higher self speaking, the guide speaking through my soul. But when it's in our own head, we can logically analyze it and put it out in the world and it makes sense to us. And we can say, yep, I've got this. I understand the process. I know my goals. I know where I'm headed. I got it. But when spirit says, put your house on the market on July 1st, you're moving, you're leaving for Europe, you kind of get some whiplash and look around and say, what? What the heck is happening here? Why am I doing this? Is it time? And that's what happened. In about late May, Spirit said, it's time to go. It will be time to go very soon. Sell your property on the hill first. Once it's sold, list your main property. And that's what we did. And within a week, we had a contract on the house on the hill, our small property. And then on July 1st, we listed our property. And within 3 weeks, we had a contract on it. One person looked at it. One person made the offer. One person bought it. That person was divinely guided to buy our property. I believe that completely. The timing was divine. And we closed at the end of September. And we became nomadic. September 26th, I believe, 25th. We started our nomadic journey because we knew that there was a property in Europe for us. And Spirit said, wait, take some time at the beach, relax, recover. And we did. We spent 3 weeks on Amelia Island in Florida, just walking the beach, eating great seafood. And Spirit said, work every day, channel every day, pay attention to the wisdom, but relax. And so we did. We followed that. And near the end of that time, Spirit said, you're leaving to go back. My husband had a band thing. And he said, Spirit said, after the band thing, you fly to Europe. And literally a week before we left for Europe, I bought 3 plane tickets. And Spirit said, you'll find your property. And I was still having an internal struggle here because I'm Italian. I have Italian ancestry. I'm eligible for Italian citizenship. I always thought I would move to Italy, but In 1984, as a freshman in high school, I'm dating myself, I fell in love with France, with the French culture, the French language. I had an amazing French professor all through high school. I just adored her. I still adore her and hold so much gratitude for her. And there was a reason why the French culture was in my life. And I got a direction. I got a region in my morning channeling. And they said, look here. And I said, I don't want to. And they said, you'll find your home here. And I said, I don't want it. I want to go to Italy. I love pasta. I love the Italian culture. I want to go to Italy. I don't want to go to France. And we literally spent a lot of time in Italy and time in France, but not house hunting. And I mentioned this story previously, but Spirit said, you'll find your house. It'll be easy. It'll be easy. Just trust. And I thought, you know, I don't even know. I don't know how to buy a property in Europe. This is a big undertaking. I have stuff. I have kids. I have a life. And Spirit said, no, this is what you need to do. And I said, okay. And a dear friend of mine found a house, said, go look at this house. And we did. We contacted the realtor and we looked at it. It was a fine little house, but it was in a neighborhood. It was in a little French suburb. I could live here, but it doesn't feel like what Spirit's leading me to. And the realtor said, I have another house. Let me show it to you. And I said, okay. And I looked at it again. It was in a little neighborhood, but again, this is not what Spirit was leading me to France for. And my husband found this one property. He said, let's just go see this one house before we fly home. And we literally had 3 days of a three-week trek, 3 days left. And I said, okay. And we pulled up to this tiny village and we pulled in front of this little village house. And the windows were open and you could see from the front of the road all the way back through to the courtyard. And in that moment, I heard Spirit say, you're home. And I knew it was our home. And it's just the stream of events that leads us when we listen, when we trust our intuitive knowing. I am here to tell you through my own experiences that it is scary. It can be really frightening to put your faith in something bigger than yourself because you give up control. You release the idea that you know best. And you settle in, you kind of sink into the idea that Spirit knows best. We're along for the ride. We can make our choices. We have free will. We have our mental thinking brains that can lead us and can make choices. But ultimately, our higher power, our soul, Spirit, our guides, they know best what is for us and for our highest good. And it is not easy. But ultimately, if you can find it within yourself to get still, like we did at the start of this podcast, to get settled, to sink into where you are in the moment and just ask, what am I supposed to do today? And then be still and wait. Be still and just allow. Allow the message to filter in. Maybe it'll come through in a little picture. Maybe you'll hear a word. Maybe you'll have a smell come through really strongly. But just ask. You know, maybe your life is incredibly busy. You've got a lot going on and a lot of people to see and meet and meetings and business and all kinds of things in your life. And maybe you feel like you really, truly don't have time for this. It literally takes you 20 or 30 seconds to take a breath, be quiet, be still, and say, what should be my priority today? And listen for the message from your heart, which I believe is connected to your soul, and you will know. You can then choose to listen or choose to do the opposite or choose to kind of do the work. We have our free will. We have our mental thinking brain that can lead us or not lead us. But it doesn't happen unless we surrender. We just completely let go. And I have looked again and again over this past year of 2023, and at the times when I have surrendered, I have given up my thinking brain, and I have just said, Spirit, show me what to do next. Life gets so much easier. I fall into an alignment. I fall into a state of flow where one thing leads to the next thing, and that leads to the next thing, and it's all perfectly aligned because I'm living this surrendered life versus this fear or controlling based life. And 23 for me has been that way. It's been a lot of surrendering, a lot of letting go, a lot of looking at fear and acknowledging I'm afraid. I'm afraid to sell this property that I've worked so hard for 4 years. But it went without a hitch. I'm afraid to sell our two cars and buy a van that we can travel in and out of for 4 months. But guess what? We did. And it's been a journey. I'm afraid to take my 6-year-old, 5-year-old then on the road without a home and just travel from place to place, visiting, exploring, and seeing. But I'm afraid. And my soul said, do it anyway. I'm afraid to buy this property in Europe because I don't know anyone there. This isn't my culture, and Spirit said, do it anyway. It's okay to be afraid because you're led and you have guides and you have guidance and there's divinity in all of this. And Spirit continually says, just do it anyway. And I do my best to say, okay. But it doesn't cancel out the fact that there's fear. And so the message today for you is you really have two options. That's really all it boils down to. In our daily life, we have two options. We can move forward listening to our own brain and living with fear and being afraid of what's next and trying to analyze and trying to check all the boxes and doing it on our own. Or we can take a breath and simply say, I surrender. Spirit, show me what to do next. And that is how we live a surrendered life. It is really, truly that simple. We set our fear aside, which is our analytical thinking mind. We set it aside and we say, I know the fear is here. I know my analytical thinking mind wants to take over and hijack this situation, but I'm going to stop. I'm going to settle into my body. I'm going to sink into myself right now. And I'm going to say, Spirit, just lead me. I'm going to ask my guides to be strong in their messages, strong with their voices, so I don't veer off course. And then I remind myself, listen to the messages, listen to what Spirit is leading me to, because that is always better than anything I can imagine. But I forget that because I want to be in control. I want to call the shots. I want to feel like, yep, I'm living this life. I'm doing all the things. But the truth is, when I'm listening and being led and allowing myself to surrender, the results are so much sweeter. They are literally better than I can ever imagine because that's how this life works. And when we stay in that 3D realm of fear and analyzing and thinking with our brain, we miss so much goodness. We miss the sweet spot of watching things just fall into place. We miss the amazing feeling of watching ourselves in that state of flow. And this was the message that I have needed to offer to you for the past several weeks. And it's been a long time coming. I've offered you a few short podcasts on surrender. But at the root of all of it is this idea of letting go of our fear and our need to be in control, and just allowing Spirit to speak through us. Because that's how we surrender. That's how we surrender. And this is part 6 of 12 on surrendering and surrendered living. And it's really important stuff because as I am delivering these podcasts to you, I'm surrendering. I have other things that I would love to be sharing with you today, but Spirit said, no, you have 12 podcasts about on the topic of surrender and surrendered living and releasing and letting go and living in the flow. And those need to come first because those are the messages that Spirit wants out into the world right now. And so if you are listening to this podcast and you're still with me and you haven't shut me down yet, I want to thank you. And I'm thanking you for showing up, not just for listening to the podcast today, but for showing up and doing the work. If you were not doing the work, you wouldn't be on here listening today. If you weren't doing your absolute best to be living in a state of surrender, you'd be listening to some other podcast about how to set your goals for 2024 and how to manage your time and how to be in control of blah, blah, blah. And those are needed and they're valuable tools. But I believe that when we come back to our mission, our goal in life of surrendering and living a spirit-led life, we don't need to always be checking the boxes. We can put our to-do lists aside. And I worked on my calendar, my to-do list this morning. So believe me, we don't discard these things altogether. But we do come back to our spiritual self. We come into alignment with what we're here to do and how we're going to accomplish those things in a really soulful way. And that's the difference. Are we asking for spiritual assistance or are we hypermanaging on our own? Are we making to-do lists or are we settling in for a quick breath and just ask, how can I be of service today? We get to choose. Every day that we are alive on the planet, we get to choose how we spend our time and how we spend our time in which state, fear or surrender. And I feel like it's a beautiful way to end this year. One is just feeling gratitude for all of the lessons and all of the learning and all of the expansion that has happened this year. These 362 days. It's been a big year. And I believe 2024 is going to be just as big of a year with just as much growth and expansion, if not more. Because we're here for it, we are showing up, we are doing the work, we are trusting. And I think the word trust is how I want to end today's podcast. If we don't trust that there's a higher power, if we don't trust that our soul is part of the universe, if we don't trust in the idea of oneness, that we're all connected, if we don't trust that we are divinely led, then we can't surrender because surrendering is too hard if we don't believe in what we're surrendering to. So I want to end the year in a state of trust. I want to trust that all is divinely guided. And I want you to trust that as well. I want to be able to trust that I am doing what needs to be done because Spirit is nudging me in the direction of my greatest alignment. I want to trust that when I am standing at a crossroads, Spirit is going to nudge me in the correct direction. I want to trust that my relationships that are crumbling right now, that are falling away, aren't for my highest good and need to crumble and fall away. I also want to trust that Spirit is bringing to me the people that are in alignment with my mission and are in alignment with my thinking and my highest good. I want to trust in all of these things. Because when I trust in a source outside of myself that feels good, that feels like it's in alignment, that feels like it makes sense, that feels like it puts me in a state of flow, I'm not going to be led astray. It's when I'm in that push-pull state where I'm not sure and I'm questioning and I'm doubting and I have fear, that's when I'm not in my greatest alignment. And that's when I usually can stop and say, wait, what happened to my flow state? Oh, I'm in fear. Oh, I'm trying to manage this on my own. Oh, I forgot to turn this over to Spirit and allow Spirit to work through me. Oh, yeah, I forgot to trust. And so as I close this podcast today, I'm going to invite you to do a little homework, to offer yourself some time to look over the past year and see, witness, speak the truth of how Spirit has worked in your life. I'm going to invite you to just take a half an hour and journal about the times when you have felt led or spiritually nudged, and offer those moments gratitude. I'm also going to ask you to reflect back on the times where you felt like you had to manage on your own and you left Spirit out, because there's learning in those times too. It would have been easier if I had opened up to a spiritual connection and said, how can I do this easier, better, more efficiently, with less stress, and then wait for the answer instead of plowing away going forward. And so just take some time in reflection, some time to acknowledge when you've been in flow, when you've trusted, when Spirit has led you or nudged you. And when we do that, we also look at the flip side. There's always the duality. There's always the positive and the negative, the yin and the yang. When have you not been in flow? And what could you have done differently? Without judgment, just knowing that we are human, that we make choices, that we are living this 3D, very physical earth life. And reflect, and then get ready for the new year. Get ready for 2024. And set some goals for yourself. Here we go, mental thinking mind now. How can you call in Spirit help when you don't feel it? How can you settle in and kind of sink into the trusting nature of your guides and divine wisdom, especially when you feel stressed and you're trying to do it yourself? You know, I watch my six-year-old, and he's come such a long, long way. And one of the tools that he has to come to again and again is, when you feel overwhelmed, do you continue feeling overwhelmed, or do you stop and step back for a minute and take a deep breath and allow yourself to recalibrate and then start again? And it's easy for us, just like it is for him, to get frustrated and overwhelmed and keep trying to make the puzzle pieces fit when they're not the right piece. And we keep pushing forward and we forget to step back and take a breath. And we use a lot of breathing around my house. Step back and take a deep breath and allow it all to reconfigure. Allow your body to recalibrate and then come back to it with fresh eyes. And then the puzzle pieces kind of fall into place much easier. And not always, but a lot of the time, it just takes that little moment to step back and breathe and allow yourself to recalibrate. So it's all an important lesson. Everything this year has been a huge lesson for me, for you, for all of us on the planet. And I want to continue my lessons. I'm not ready to stop learning yet. And I know you're not either, or you wouldn't be here. But I thank you so much for this year. I thank you so much for all that has come my way from you listeners, my clients. And I sit in gratitude for my year. And I am sitting making my vision of 2024. And I want it to be high vibe. I want it to be full of rich experiences. I want it to be in alignment with my soul's journey. And I have a feeling you want that too. So thank you so much for joining me. I am scheduling clients starting the week of January 9th. So if you are interested in getting on the schedule for any of my services, you can reach out and we will get you on the schedule. You can see that at my website, www.lisa-renee.com. And I am here to wish you a wonderful year end. And I hope that heading into this new year, you are full of trust and you are full of surrender. I look forward to recording the next podcast once I'm in France and settled with great Wi-Fi. So you will be hearing from me soon. If you are not subscribed to the podcast, please do so. Like it, share it, like it, subscribe, do all the things. It does help the algorithms, which I will never understand, but I know those things help. And if this resonates with you, send it to someone that you believe it might resonate with as well. We never know when that person who needs to hear the message will hear it at just the right moment. So if there's someone that pops into your head who you think would need to hear this, don't hesitate to send it. It's how life works. We are all connected. We're all one. Know that I'm sending you many blessings and so much light for this end of the year. And I will be back again soon from France in 2024. Thanks for listening.